Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, y'all. This is Nas, Jimmy Black.
Yo, you rocking with your man, TJ.
Yeah, this is your boy, Black Ice.
Your boy, Too Short.
Yeah. It's your man, Boss Hog.
And it's your boy, Ace Him Up.
Yo, this is John Legend.
What's up, man? It's your boy, Renacy.
It's your main man, Tripp, representing the No Coast, Indiana. TrippOfPlatinumUnderground.com. Chilling with Three Queens, the movement. You know how they do it. Holler. One.
You already know what it is, man. Tonight's show, man, is about some deep issues that's really going down. We're talking about sex, you know what I'm saying? You know, talking about real issues, real things that's going down. We're talking about sex, you know what I mean? AIDS, you know, STDs, you know, definitely the things that we definitely deal with in our day and age, and it's growing every day, you know, AIDS, STDs, and also, we're going to talk about basically, you know, things that you might not know that might harm your partner, you know, just personal hygiene things in regards to having sex, you know what I mean? We want to hear from some of you men, too, so we implore the men to call in tonight at the show because we're definitely getting it in. We're getting it raw, riggedy raw. Let's talk about sex. Call in at 347-826-7722. We got the Street Queens live in the building. We'll be going down tonight. We're going to be talking about sex. It's not a game out here, man, for real. You know, so I'm going to go ahead and play Sex Toys by Chris J. And when we come back on the line, we're going to check in with the Street Queens. Log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com and email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We're going to play Sex Toys by Chris J.
This goes out to all the ladies. You think you're lonely now? Just wait till them batteries go down. This is what changed down. Yep.
Yeah, we're talking about sex today. Calling at 347-826-7722. Basically, you guys can call in and basically give your speech or how you feel about the situation. But we're going to go to a quick commercial.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. Today we're talking about AIDS and STDs, you know, all together, you know, basically talking about real stuff that's going on in America, man. AIDS is a big thing, you know, that's definitely going on, you know, with us. And basically most of the population, like in 2007, you know what I'm saying, the population of whites was 66%, African Americans were 12%, Hispanics were 15%, Asians was 4%, and American Indians were 1%, and Native Hawaiians were 1%. The highest ranking were white and also Hispanics and African Americans. But basically, you know what I'm saying, AIDS is all over the place, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a real serious situation that people really, really need to really talk about, because it happened. It really needs to do it. We really need to do AIDS awareness every single day, you know. And really, you know, you guys really need to go out there and get tested at your local clinic, your doctor, and make sure, because nobody is safe out here. You know what I'm saying? You never know. Person could look as beautiful as I don't know what, but they can be dirty inside. Or they could be in a relationship and they don't know the situation with their husband. Husband could be cheating and they can, you know, infect them with the virus. You don't know the situation. Since the beginning of AIDS, the HIV and AIDS epidemic, over 500,000 people have died of AIDS in America, the equivalent to the entire population of Las Vegas. Imagine that. The entire population of Las Vegas, that's crazy. And currently, there's more than 1 million people living with AIDS and HIV in America. And around a fifth of these are, and a fifth of these people are unaware. A lot of people are walking around because they're scared to get tested. You know what I'm saying? They're scared to get tested. They don't know, you know what I'm saying, if I do it, you know, do I got AIDS because I've been sleeping around too much or this, that, and the third. It's better you knowing than for you to just go ahead and infect somebody else and not even giving them an option. You know, American, you know, response to the AIDS epidemic as produced as a mixed result. Basically, you know, every year approximately 56,000 Americans are affected with HIV. You know what I'm saying? In March 2009, March 2009. Come on now. Washington, D.C. reported an HIV rise at least 3% among people over 12 years, similar to the rates of those or parts of the sub, you know, Saharan Africa. You know, I mean, it's crazy, man. You know, AIDS is you know, the worst, you know what I'm saying, that one of the world's biggest, you know, thing that's really killing a lot of people out here. And it doesn't just affect, you know, young people. It's young people, old people, and babies. You know, if you, you know, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you know, some women, you know, if they are affected with the A virus and they are pregnant with their child, you know, you're liable to transfer that to your child, you know. I mean, and it's, you know, and they have different organizations. You can Google National Association with People Who Have AIDS for people who do have AIDS. Basically, you guys can basically, you know, talk to them and see what's, you know, really, you know, going on. And I really think there's a downplay in regards to sex education in this day and age. You know, not a lot of people are really aware about what's really going on, you know, with our children. Our children are out here, you know. At one time, everybody, you know, you would see the things wrap it up and everything. It seems like the more and more we go down the line, it's like, you know, it's crazy as I don't know. You know, it's like most kids are just, you know, not being protective at all. During the early epidemic, you know, a prevention, you know, basically, you know, it used to travel. It could travel from the mother to the child. You know, they have a prevention now that they're trying to basically make efforts to. Efforts have been, you know, particularly successful from prevention of mother-to-child transmission. You know, basically, if they catch it early enough, or you let your doctor know, most of the time you can catch it and you might not be able to basically transfer the AIDS virus to your child. You know, which is, you know, definitely, you know, a good thing, you know, because AIDS is really, 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 really not a game at all. You know, we're trying to find as much prevention as we can. You know, you can, you know, practice, you know, being celibate, you know, using condoms, you know, I mean, you know, you have to protect yourself. You definitely, you know, have to, you know, protect yourself, you know, in this day and age, because you don't know what somebody is carrying, honestly, you know what I'm saying? You know, and what is AIDS? AIDS is acquired immune deficiency syndrome, a medical condition. People develop AIDS because of the HIV has damaged their natural deficiencies against disease. What is HIV? HIV is a virus. A virus affects the cells that make up the human body and replicate and make new copies of themselves. Within those cells, a virus can also damage human cells, which one of these things can make a person ill. HIV can be passed from person to another. Some can become affected with HIV and contact with bodily fluids, and HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. Someone who is diagnosed with HIV is said to have HIV, will be HIV positive. To let y'all know why it's dangerous, the immune system is a group of cells and organs that protect your body and fight from diseases. The human immune system is usually finds, you know, basically, if you got a virus, you got a cold, your natural immune system would basically, like, you know, attack whatever disease is in your body. But once you're affected with HIV, a common cold can kill you because your immune system is so deteriorated to the point that your cells, your immune system is not aware and they cannot fight those off. And once you basically contract the HIV, a common cold can kill you. Plenty of people are doing free blood tests. You know, I implore you to go out there and definitely get blood tests, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of people ask this question, how long does it take, you know what I'm saying, you know, HIV to basically, you know, become, you know, AIDS? How long, right? Without drug treatment, HIV infection can usually progress to AIDS in an average of 10 years. This average, though, is based on a person and, you know, if they got a reasonable diet. But if the person is malnutrition, well, the process of AIDS, you know, the AIDS will basically be deadly and become rapid, you know. They have an antiviral medication that can basically prolong the time in between HIV, you know what I'm saying, becoming AIDS, you know what I'm saying? I think Baby Magic Johnson is on that because, I mean, dude been infected with the HIV virus for, like, crazy years. He had got infected when I was little, so, I mean, shoot, whatever they're giving him, they need to get the world because people is out here dying every single day, you know, and it's crazy, you know? And they have them out there, you know, definitely, you know, I implore you to do the research and find more about it. How is HIV passed on? HIV is found in the blood and sexual fluids of an affected person. Like, it could be like, if you're breastfeeding your baby and you have AIDS, you can pass it through that. You can basically, if you have an open wound, it can pass through that. A lot of people think that you can get AIDS through saliva, but you would have to drink like equivalent to a whole glass, a couple of glasses of that person's saliva in order to get the actual HIV virus. You know, that's a misconception. You know, that's definitely a misconception, you know, that people think, you know. Unprotected intercourse, you know, which the man ejaculates, you know, or the woman's, you know, fluids can pass through the man and basically cause them, cause them to be infected. Oral sex carries a low risk, though, you know. But if you have, like, if you're doing oral sex and you're going down, maybe you have gingivitis, you have bleeding gums, your gums bleed a lot, right? And that open wound, and you're giving oral sex to that individual, that AIDS, that HIV virus can pass through you, you know. Not saying if you kiss them or whatever, you're not going to get it. But if you sit there and you give them oral sex and you have an open wound in your mouth, you are in a high risk of getting that. Also, injecting drugs. If you're sharing needles and stuff like that, which a long time ago they basically really stopped, you know what I'm saying, but... You know, be safe, man. Seriously, man. There is basically no cure for AIDS. They have pills that you can take to prolong, but there's no cure for AIDS. People, we really got to be safe out here, man. We're going to go to the lines and bring our Queen Felicia live in the building. What's up, Queen? Peace.
What's up, Queen Lush? Peace. How's everybody doing?
Digging in the scene on the gangster lane, man. You know what I'm saying? Getting it in, you know. Talking about
the AIDS. Matter.
Huh?
I said this is a serious matter, and all them facts, those are true, man.
Yeah, man. You know. Sometimes, you know, we sleep on it, and we're like, oh man, you know, he's fine or she's fine, but not everything that's sexy is always wonderful.
I know, like you think.
You know.
And,
you know,
like, everybody's just on some, I want to, like, everybody just wants to have casual sex, but it's, like, you never know what that female has that you want to, you know what I mean? Like, and then you want the next one and the next one, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. We just have to be careful.
Do you feel like the average American in this day and age has become, you know, more sexually active than ever? Especially the youth?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, they say that it's always been like this, but I don't know. It does feel kind of rapid for me. Like, I feel like everybody's really moving fast. Like, you know, people are stressed out. People don't want to stay in their relationship. They're letting temptation get the best of them. Like, you know what I mean? Nobody's mm-hmm. really grounded, and I think that's why it's such, like, the spread of AIDS, like, obviously... is taking its course, it's becoming, like, you know, what is it called, an epidemic, like,
mm-hmm.
or a pandemic, I don't know which one, but, yeah, I think it's really bad right now. I mean, and then African-Americans, do we know the percentage of African-Americans who are infected with HIV and AIDS?
Well, I was earlier. I had read you know, the stats and stuff, but they were saying that in DC alone, the percentage at least went up like 3% in DC in 2009 over 12 years, and approximately 56,000 Americans are affected with HIV. You know what I'm saying? Almost, you know what I'm saying, every single year. And they were saying, like, the average with Black African Americans, you know, that are diagnosed, you know what I'm saying, in 2007, they said the average percentage that were diagnosed in 2007 for African Americans was actually 49%.
Mm-hmm.
And whites, Caucasians was 30%.
Mhm. Wow.
You know. So, I mean, and that's just like in 2007. So, and they said it's risen like almost 3% or more. So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's just craziness, you know.
Mhm.
You know, AIDS is crazy. Even if you see the youth nowadays. The youth nowadays, you ask them, I think they basically, I don't know, in your state, you're in Boston, did they, you know, when you were coming up, you know, we used to have sex education and all that. I think they basically, in my area, they've eliminated sex ed.
When did they eliminate sex ed?
I think they eliminated sex ed like a while ago. All they have is like regular health, but they don't have sex ed anymore.
That's crazy. They need to have it.
Because a lot of these kids,
everybody's moving.
A lot of these kids don't know what kind of condom to get for themselves, don't know the different kind of condoms. They don't even know to use a condom. They don't. Some of them don't know what a condom is. Some of them don't know about just practicing abstinence because they're so stuck on the peer pressure.
And these young girls, they're sleeping with their older men.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, and that's true.
I was just one time unprotected with one of these guys who's been on the earth for 35 years already, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's and people,
rotten.
I mean, the thing about it is you know, it's crazy. And not just AIDS itself. There's so many people walking around here with AIDS. And, you know, they're young, they're old, and not everything is pretty. Like I said, not everything is pretty out there that you guys think it is, man. And along with that, we have STDs. You got chlamydia. You got genital herpes. You got genital warts, gonorrhea, hepatitis A, B, and C, and syphilis. You got trichomonia, and you have vaginitis. But basically, the most common STDs are chlamydia, genital herpes, warts, gonorrhea, hepatitis A, B, and C, and syphilis. I think the one that was on Baywatch, she had hepatitis, didn't she?
Oh, Pamela. Yeah, she's got hepatitis, I think. See.
Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of, you know, sexual transmitted to diseases, right? For those who don't know what it is, are diseases that are mainly passed from person to another person during sex. There are at least 25 different sexually transmitted diseases in a range of different symptoms. These diseases may be spread through the vaginal, anal, and oral sex. Most sexually transmitted diseases only affect you if you have sexual contact with someone who has the STD. However, there are some infections, for example, scabies, which are referred as to an STD because they are mostly commonly transmitted sexually, but which can also be passed through one another. So it's some crazy stuff out here, man.
It is.
For real.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is people aren't going to stop having sex. That's what's crazy about it, because there's so much, but it's like, you know, all you can do is just protect yourself and make sure that there's a condom involved. I mean, that really lessens the chances of getting all those crazy STDs. Like, if you don't protect it, then you're just leaving your body and flesh to rub up against another body that you have no idea. Even if you're in a committed relationship, like, what if they're cheating? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's real talk right there.
It's
that's
crazy. Condoms, like, definitely wrap it up. Like, I encourage it for everybody. Like, always wear a condom. I mean, I know people get drunk and they get, like, ooh, all in the mood, you know. I mean, bare naked sex is good, but it's like at the end of the day, when you hear about all those STDs, you gotta think smart, especially, you know, especially single people. You know what I mean? Definitely single people, because single people are the ones who sleep around because they're not in a relationship, you know?
Mhm. And that's real talk. And so we're gonna go to the phone lines. Peace. Yada da. Run a CD.
You just knew it was me, huh? What's going on, y'all?
Ain't nothing.
You know, man. You know. I'm just listening in. That's it. I'm listening in. Wait for my opportunity.
We talked about STDs and AIDS and HIV.
Yeah. Talking about.
You feel that the like it's really spreading, like everything's moving real fast, compared to, you know, back in the day, like 40 years ago, 60 years ago.
I mean, yeah, definitely. And I think that's kind of obvious right now with the stats.
Yeah.
You know, as they are. And I mean, for one, man, and we kind of touched on values on another show, but it does boil down to values, you know,
mm-hmm.
what the value system, man, that's being pushed, like, or the value system lack thereof, should I say, because
mm-hmm.
not too many people is pushing values, you know what I'm saying? Values for relationship, values for family, values for monogamy, values for this, that, man. It's a long list, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And AIDS and STDs
just,
are just
yeah,
the kind
value
of
your body.
Repercussion. Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
You laying down, especially, like, I feel like single people is the one really, like, getting it in, spreading it. Like, that's why a lot of men don't want to be in relationships in the beginning, because they want to sleep around. They want to have the option that they can hit whatever they want, and they can't, you know, they don't have a girl. And I was just like, single people, it's like, are we wrapping it up? You know what I mean? Like, seriously. I mean,
yeah.
I know people in relationships, they step out, but really and truly, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's real talk right there. And I'm about to get real ugly with y'all right now, man. You know what I'm saying? So y'all better brace yourself, man. How can you tell? A lot of people ask questions, right, you know, for my young people out there and some of y'all older people, because y'all be acting like y'all lost sometimes, man. How can you tell if you have a sexually transmitted disease? You become that you have a sexually transmitted disease because the symptoms are, it may be that your sexual partner tells you that they have an STD and they might have had this. He might have called you up. You ain't sleep with him in like maybe 2 or 3 months, and he's like, "Dog, man, I'm burning, dog. I'm just trying to let you know, you know, you're backed up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm kind of itching, I'm burning, and all that. You know, I might have slept with a skeezer, so, but you know, I love you, boo. You know what I'm saying? Man, go ahead and check yourself out. If he called you, man, don't sleep on and say, oh, man, I don't got it, because, man, you better check yourself out. You might got chlamydia, vaginosis, trichomonia, gonorrhea, whatever it is. Go check it up. They got the free clinics. Check them out in your area. Go check it out. Some sexually transmitted diseases, the affected person might not even have symptoms yet. But if you think that you might have an STD, man, you know, really, really, guys, y'all need to go and check out, you know what I'm saying, what's really going on. You know what I mean? And you know, there's you know, what are some of the common STD symptoms? You know, before I go into the common STD symptoms, you know what I'm saying? I thought we had a call on the line, but they just bounced off. The common symptoms are, most common symptoms are soreness, unusual lumps and sores, itching, pain, urination, pain when you're urinating, and unusual discharge from your genitals. Leaky dingling. You hear me? Leaky dingling.
Smelly.
Drip, drip. You understand what I'm saying? If
wow.
If you're going over there and you're shaking and you say, oh, ho, 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 dog.
You know, my thing is, though, how many people really got health insurance out there? You know, a lot of people don't have health insurance and they just.
That's that real talk.
When's the last time you've been to the doctor? Like, even if you don't have symptoms, you should still always get yourself checked out. That's just supposed to be an annual thing or whatever. But
every 6 months,
like,
you should get tested for AIDS and STDs, and also, you know, women, we get our pap smears and all that stuff. At that same time, when you're doing your pap smear, I implore you, you know, get your checkup. Make sure that everything is good down there. You know what? Because, you know, some women, I'm not going to say all y'all, but some of y'all think that if it's funky down there, that it might be musty. It ain't just musty. You might got some kind of thing down there. You never know. Okay, player, check yourself out. You got to get it together. Because you don't want to sit down and be like, ooh, it's burning. Ooh, it's burning. I need to put something. Ooh, it's burning. You don't want to do that. Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to burn. You know, and y'all men out there, I know y'all love y'all Johnson, whatever you call him, hamburger, whatever you call him downstairs. But hamburger downstairs,
wrap it up.
Needs to be wrapped up. Wear that umbrella. Wear that cover up. Do what you got to do. If you got to wear five or six of them things, put it on. Strap it on. Make sure that you got it covered now. Come on, player. Because don't nobody want to be burning. You feel me? For real. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. It's some nasty stuff in here, man. Bacterial vaginosis. Now, a lot of some of these things are bacterial diseases now. I'm going to give you two of the common ones. Bacterial vaginosis, BV, and chlamydia. But a lot of people, the most common ones that a lot of people have is chlamydia. So I'm going to tell you about that one. Chlamydia is the most commonly reported bacterial sexual transmitted disease. It is caused by Trichomonas bacterium. It affects the urethra, rectum, eyes, and both sexes, and the cervix in a woman. If left untreated long-term, infection can lead to fertility problems. Basically, you might not be able to have babies or conceive. Chlamydia is transmitted through genital contact, sexual intercourse, and sometimes already infected people. Usually it shows up in between 1 to 3 weeks after exposure. For real. So y'all need to watch out, people. If you got chlamydia, man, you better go up there in that clinic. If you don't have insurance, they are always Planned Parenthood and your free clinics that they got out there, man. Y'all need to go to the free clinics and do what you do, man. For real. And callers, we're going to go to the line in a second. The second one, we're going to read some more. The second one is bacterial vaginosis. Okay? You know what I'm saying? This is transmitted through, you know, sexual intercourse. You know what I mean? And it's caused by an imbalance of normal, healthy bacteria found in the vagina, you know, but it's rarely harmless, but may pass unnoticedly to someone, you know, and basically it can basically give you like a fishy smell. You can smell like a fish, fishy, you know, down there, you know what I'm saying? So, and, you know, the other thing about with women, you know, we wear them tight coochie-cutting jeans and them shorts and everything. That's not good for the poo-poo. The poo-poo down there need to breathe. you know, because we got all that bacteria and, you know, it's cooking up in there. You got to let it breathe now. And that's certain things. And also because some women don't wipe down their good. It's fun. Tell them, Felicia, what is the proper way to wipe your stuff downstairs?
The proper way to wipe your stuff.
Downstairs, come on now. Some of them don't know. Let them know. Let them know now.
No, I don't know.
Tell them how to wipe your stuff downstairs. For those who don't know, Felicia's about to break it down for you. How?
From the front to the back?
Sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You know what? I got to give you some class for that, Felicia, for real. That's what
from the front to the back.
right there. Front to the back, people. If you didn't know, now you know, from the front to the back. We got a call alive in the building. AIDS is a worldwide predicament, and STDs. Not everything that you see that looks beautiful is always beautiful. It might be burning. Caller from the block number, you're live in the building with. Okay, I guess they wanted to bump off. Okay, but back to y'all. I guess they were listening. They got scared. Back to y'all, man. How do y'all feel about that, man? No.
I just think, as a human race, we all need to take better care of our bodies. The things that we eat, you know, to our sexual health, it's all hand in hand. Honor yourself, respect yourself. Your body is your temple. Don't play with anybody. They could be really, really dirty, and that would not be a good look.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's how I feel about it. Wrap it up. Like, I'm all for that. BET needs to holler at me. I want to run that campaign.
Wrap it up, man. Wrap it up, man. I don't care if we get 50 times, man. So wrap it up. I mean, if you said you know, you scared of, latex, it might be, you know, bothering you down there, irritating you, man. Get that lambskin. And they got the other version, you know. I know Renesy might got it for me, though. You know, it's another condom just in case. I guess he bounced off or something. I guess, you know, they got them Metro PCSs out there in West Coast, man. Got them all cutting off.
How many females is run with, like, you know, have condoms in their purse?
Oh, call in. Call in, ladies.
Carry condoms.
Girl, come on now. But I don't really need... Because I don't need to really, because I stay with a shorty. So there's no really no for me to really do all that, because I really don't do nothing. So
what about you, Yadada? Do you carry
condoms? Yeah, Yadada, what about you? Do you carry condoms, Yadada? Are you there for us, man? You there for us, man? Are you there for us, man? Can you hear us now? Claire, are you there? Renesy.
He probably clicked over.
I'm going to play it with the block number. Hello, you there?
I'm here. I wasn't sure who you were talking to, sister.
Where are you calling from, caller?
Calling from New Jersey.
How you doing, man?
Jersey.
Good.
That's what it is. Jersey in the building. That's what we're talking about. Sex, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, AIDS and all that, man. Do you carry condoms on you, your wallet, in your pocket, when, you know what I'm saying, you going out or whatever? What do you do, fam?
Yeah, actually, I do. And I had a question for you ladies, actually, if you don't mind, I want to toss it out there.
What's the
question?
I was talking to a lady yesterday, and we had a conversation about sex, and we had a great big conversation that covered a bunch of different topics, and she was under the impression, or her belief at least, was that it's the man's responsibility to carry condoms, because she mentioned that women have issues with birth control, and it caused problems and all this kind of stuff. And my point to her was, it's incumbent upon both parties to actually carry protection. It's not just the woman's a man's responsibility; it's the woman's as well. And then I'll stop talking and let y'all answer. And then she mentioned that it's the man's responsibility, because oftentimes, I guess in her experience, if she suggested to a man that he wear a condom, he would get upset and refuse to have sex. And my response to her was, fine, let him go, because you're dealing with an irresponsible man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I totally disagree with her, because me being female, I have condoms. Like, it's both parties' responsibility to protect themselves. And you know, maybe feeling a guy, or, you know, you're dealing with someone and say, you know, he doesn't have one in his wallet, but you happen to have one in your purse, and now y'all can get busy. You know what I mean? Like, because no glove, no love, you know? So, you know, if you both have them, then that's just more rounds.
Exactly. I think a lot, in her case, she was one of these women, a professional woman. You would think, you would view her probably as a strong woman, but I didn't view her as a strong woman after hearing her comments, but maybe before then I did. But
her tying in the birth control to the condom is two totally different, like, things. You know what I mean?
And that's the point I was trying to make to her. Exactly. Those are two totally different things.
Because,
I mean,
like, personally, I don't like birth control. Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off, but, like, me personally, like, birth control, it messes with your system. It's not natural. And I used to be, you know, I used to have it, but I don't use it anymore, and I refuse to. So that means that I always have, there's no, like, ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't have birth control. We're going to wear condoms. You know what I mean? So I'm going to have them, like, but it's a form of birth control for us.
The thing is with ladies and men out there, if you're listening to the show, it's party's responsibility. Because you can, let me tell you scenarios. You go on a joint, you like, you know, you just got out the club. Because some y'all young cats, y'all, you know, I'm an old head. Y'all get out the club, you leave out the club, shorty fine, you digging her, you digging him. You guys go to the crib, whoever's crib you go to. You know, you in the heat of the passion, he kissing you, she kissing her. Oh, let me put the head of the joint in. Nah, you need to get a condom. And she's sitting there, she's like, oh, you don't got one? Nah, I don't got one. You don't got one? Nah, I thought you would have one because you wanted it, right? So both of y'all sitting there with no condom. But you saying, oh, because of the heat and moaning, oh, we just going, you know, he just going to put the head in and pull it out and everything. Oh, that one quick second right there, you could be infected with AIDS or any kind of STD. But some people get caught up in that situation. Or you can stop right there before y'all head to the house. Y'all can go pick up some condoms. Or the dude can do it on a slick if you don't want to be obvious. Or the female can do it. Oh, babe, I need to stop at the gas station or whatever. Let her pick up some condoms, get a soda, what a thought in her purse.
I mean, be obvious. Going back to the house, then I think you know what's going to happen, so why not be obvious? Just go ahead and make that stop and protect yourself.
No, but this is what I'm saying, though. You got some people that in their mentality, they feel kind of like embarrassed or whatever, right? They're kind of like funny. You got to think about this. Different type of people out here. Not everybody thinks like me or you, right? So that's the way you have to do it. Still, regardless, go there and protect yourself before you hit the house. And most of y'all dudes, if you know you're bringing a shorty up there, I know y'all got a whole pack of Magnums, Lifestyles, Durex, whatever the hell you using over there, Ride Me Long Time, Love Me Long Time, some Chinese crap. Y'all had something in the house.
Crazy.
Stacked, because you got to be prepared for every situation. And also, I recommend for you men or ladies, had you a small little thing of some kind of type of lubrication, because I'm going to tell you, some of y'all people get non-lubricated condoms. What does non-lubricated condoms cause? When there's friction and heat causing, boom, it busts. Oh, I'm pregnant. Oh, son, I'm itching. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Either lubrication or you have a lubricated condom, or if you're continuing to constantly have sex and the young lady is starting to get dry, not all the time you can spit down there. You understand what I'm saying? I'm being riggedy raw with y'all tonight, okay?
Thank you much.
No, y'all being real, real riggedy raw with y'all tonight. Y'all either take that one off, and put on a new one. You're better off being safe than sorry. You either put on a new one or put on lube because you never want to take the example of something breaking. You know what I'm saying? It's not a game out here.
I encourage all females, especially single ladies, always have a condom.
Always have a condom at all time, man. The lines is blowing up, man. Call it from the 917-627. Man, is it a man's or the female's responsibility to bring the condom in, man? What's popping?
It's both. Peace, queens. This is Emma. E2K is in the building. I'm under check-in. I'm sorry I'm late. I'm not going to go on the air with my excuses, but it's both problems. It's both the woman and the man because it's not like it's only if the man doesn't buy the condom or is not prepared, only the man will catch AIDS or disease. So if both at the risk of catching something, a disease or whatever, then it's both their responsibility. Just like it's your responsibility, you feeling good, you want to open your legs, you know, it's a cause and effect. It's a cause and effect. You're opening them, you have to be responsible and be ready or keep them closed.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. That's that real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got another caller on the line. You know what I'm saying? This is a serious situation. I mean, don't get caught up in the situation, man. You know, it's both men and women. Girls, have them in your purses. Even I employ the young teens out there. I don't care because y'all get caught up and y'all so into the duel. Man, y'all need to make sure you protect yourself. There's too many girls out here getting infected, getting crabs, getting different things for some nasty little boy out here. So please, protect yourself and the boys out here. Protect yourself.
Well, they could have got it from a nasty little girl because I have a son. So.
Yeah, or you could get it from a nasty little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Caller from the 704, you're live in the building. Is it the man's or the female's responsibility to bring the condom in the situation?
Lushy Lush, it's your responsibility, Lushy Lush.
Who is this?
This is Special Easy in the building. It's Lushy Lushy's responsibility. It's her call. She calls it.
What's up, Special Easy?
Right, I tell you what, if you don't listen, this is going to happen. What's the matter, boy? You want to play? Yeah. See, you got kids crying all around you. It's popping off left and right. Kids arguing, but I love it. If you ain't ready for it, just have it with you.
For real.
Man, if you ain't ready for it, just have it with you. Whoever you are, whoever responsibility, if you do those things, then you need to have those things. It's better you spend $3 than pay for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's real talk. This is the world famous, internationally known, I got it made, the world famous Special Ed, live in the building on Street Queens.
Lushy,
the movie.
Lush.
Dropping,
yeah, you know it. I had to throw my 2 cents in. You know how to throw my 2 cents in.
That's what's up.
I think that a lot of
definitely feel honored to have a legend on.
That's what's up.
Lushy Lush know how we do. We fam. But I think a lot of dudes so cheap, they don't even want to go spend the $3.
I know, that's
like,
crazy.
Come on, man. Think about the future, man. We are the world. You know what I'm saying? Lushy Lush. We are the children. It's classic.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I love you, man. This is family right here for real, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to call in at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? And definitely drop your beans on that. So Ed, man, I mean, how do you feel about, you know, the youth nowadays? You know what I'm saying? We used to have a lot of PSAs about wrap it up and, you know, sex prevention, and we had, like, sex ed. They don't even have that no more, man. You know, how do you feel about
that? Yeah, that's sad. And how I feel, you know what the truth is? You could die. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just about having kids no more. You could die straight, keel over and dead. And if that moment of pleasure is worth your life, then you need to reevaluate your life and what your priorities are. You know what I'm saying? So think about your life, man, for real. I love my life. That's why I'm married. I'm with one woman for the rest of my life, and I've been tested.
Well, that's key. Not only being married, there's a lot of married people out here that are just swinging and going crazy. So the key is be married and stay faithful. That
yeah.
definitely helps out.
Well, ain't nothing wrong
to the vows.
Yeah, they need to exercise their willpower.
But Ed, how you feel about, you know what I'm saying, the married people that are in the swing of life and they constantly do stuff like that?
Well, they shouldn't have got married. Not for real. You shouldn't have got married if you wasn't ready.
But they actually want to stay married, but that's just what they enjoy to do.
Hmm.
The swing is
like
both parties do that,
like
both the husband and...
Lushy, Lush. Sound like a personal issue, Lushy, Lush.
Hey, you know what? After we get a phone... but like, you know, some people, you know what I'm saying, are into that lifestyle. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, so, you know, you got situations like that. I mean, you got Jada and Smith and Will. They have a swing of life, you know?
Oh, for real?
You ain't know that?
You ain't heard it from me. You heard it from Lucky Luck. Well, my man, I ain't said nothing. Well, I'm sure they're strapping up. It's consensual. It's agreeable by both parties. I'm sure they're wrapping up without a doubt because they ain't trying to die. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day.
They're trying to spend the millions.
Well, they're trying to spend some of that money.
I believe that, you know, if you're in a situation like that, I believe that they would actually, you know, have, you know, condoms and things like that in order for you to...
They have private doctors. They have private doctors they go to and get taken care of quick.
Yeah, you know.
Probably
so,
got to get clean first before you even get to the house.
They're probably there at the session. The doctor's probably there at the session.
Doctor right there to test you right there. Oh, nah.
Oh.
You got HIV, dog. Nah, you can't come in. it ain't no game out here. Real talk, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's about your life nowadays, man. The world has gotten so serious. It ain't like back in the days when you get something, you could shake it off. Now it's forever until you die.
That's talk, man. There's a lot of people out here living with AIDS, and there's a lot of people out here that don't even know that they've contracted the HIV virus. That's the scary part. Then you got this crazy people online that actually, like, stay online. I seen this dude that had a video. He infested, like, mad people in New York and all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
a crime. That's, you know, that's like a felony. That's murder.
Yeah, that's murder.
I believe that they caught him. Didn't they catch him? Because he hasn't been doing any videos. Like, I think FBI got involved because he was giving out names. Like, he was giving first and last names of his victims, young girls, 15, 16 years old, 14 years old.
Oh, my God. You need to go to hell.
Yeah, he was giving out names and towns and boroughs, where he names of the places where he met them at and stuff like that.
He's probably dead.
Yeah, I got
a daughter. I don't play that.
For real, yeah. That's some sick stuff for them sick people.
You know what he was saying? You know how he was saying? He was saying that he didn't even have to work hard at it. He just drives up in a new car or something like that, and right away the girls themselves go up to the car and willingly get in the vehicle with him and go wherever he wants to go. Like, he don't put a gun to the head, none of that. Like, these girls. He says he puts on chains and shows some money, gets in a nice car, and the girls actually, you know, go to in the car.
First of all, he manipulating young minds. Second of all, he committing murder every time he do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you ask me, he probably dead right now.
But this is a warning to these young girls, though. That's for them to open their eyes to see, you know?
They need home training, that's all. They ain't supposed to be going up to no cars, no matter what kind of car it is.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Cars ain't nothing. You could rent a car. You know what I'm saying? Which most of them do.
Mm-hmm. You can rent a car, you can rent jewelry, but you can't rent life.
Right. I've seen a lot of Bentley driving renters. Cars don't impress me.
For real, man. And for those that's calling in, you know, now, we got the world famous, the internationally known, the legend, the icon, the one and only, a big bro. Special air live in the building. I got it made. You know what I'm saying? We talking about this stuff. He's giving, you know what I'm saying, some jewels. And we got, you know, Emma E2K Magazine, our wonderful queen on the building. You know, and we got other guests on the line, man. We about to bring in this other caller from the block number. You're live in the building.
What's happening? I'm back. I had to dip out for
me. Da-da-da.
Yeah. What's happening, y'all?
What's up, family?
Peace, King.
Well, you know, peace. I can't call it.
That's what it
so
is.
Why you
man.
Call if you can't call it?
it's just an expression, man. It's an expression.
Nah, I know. I'm messing with you, man. I know,
I can call it.
But you did call it.
It's an expression. I know. I can call it.
Talk to us.
That's what it is, man. We got our king, you know what I'm saying, Renesisi in the building. We have the king, the world renowned special lay alive in the building. And we got Emma E2K, our wonderful queen in the building. We got another caller in the building. 614, you're live in the building. We're talking about sex, baby. Talking about AIDS, STDs. Basically, whose responsibility is it to bring the condom to the situation, the male or the female, or is it both responsibilities? 614, you're live in the building.
Both.
What's crackin'?
I feel like they're both equally responsible, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's
up.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's both of their, is you know, both of their health, is, both their healths are at stake, you know what I'm saying? So
It takes two to do the horizontal mambo.
Exactly. You feel me?
Sometimes more than two, but whoever's involved.
Oh, wow. That's another show. Hold up.
No, it's the same show.
No, but that's real talk, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna depend on her to bring the condom. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know what I mean? It's my health that's at stake too. So even if you don't care about the chick you with, you at least have to care enough about yourself to bring one. You know what I'm saying? And if she cares about herself, she's going to bring one too.
That's real talk. Yeah, that's real talk right there. Man, ain't no game out here, man. Hey, you don't want to have the drip down there for real. You don't want to have that drip, and you don't want to smell like no fish down there for real.
That's not a good look or a good smell.
You don't want to be having a condom in your wallet for the last 2 and 3 years. You know, you need to also... Even if
that's where your player status comes in, though.
But even if you're not practicing, you need to change it up because that's also important. That's really key. People think, all right, I'm going to hold it for when that time is right. But if that time happened to be 2 years from the point that you thought about it, you know, just need to refreshen up. And this has to be an open conversation, both with your daughters and sons. You know, I have both. I have daughters and sons. My daughter, not yet, she's 10. And she has a special condition that I really can't get into, you know, like those type of topics because she doesn't grasp it. But my son, I've been talking to him since he was about 8 or 9, and he's 17 now. And every so often, I'm always refreshing him. Listen, he'll put this in your wallet, and he'll look at me like, Ma, but I'm not, it's not, I don't even want to know if you are, not, whatever. Refreshing, here you go, have a new one just in case. I don't care if you use it or not used it, but you need to have it. You need to be, you know, and I constantly talk to him. Anything that goes on, any show that I see with Oprah, any discussion that's talked about that, I sit, me and him sit down and we talk about it. I ask him his feelings, what he would do. I speak about all the finger condoms and the tongue condoms, and, you know, we'll go on the internet and I want him to look at it and, like, so he could be familiarized with it. If he sees it, oh, I know what that is. Now that, oh, what am I going to do with this? I don't know what this is. I'd rather him know. I'd rather give him the knowledge.
Right.
I propose a question to all of y'all, though, going down the line. When do you think is the best age to teach your children or at least aware of education? Going down the line, starting with Emma, how do you feel?
I think it all depends on the parent and the relationship they have with the child and on the child. Each child can grasp different things at a different age. You know your child better than anybody. So there's some kids, you know, at 4 or 5 years old that are like, got so much up in the brain, like they really know. They'll start, well, this is a vagina and this, and they know what it is. So it's either you school them and you school them properly, or they're going to hear it from the street. They're going to hear it in the school. These kids, I work in the schools and all that. These kids, kindergarten age, they talking about vagina and penis and breast and all that, like kindergarten. So, you know, it all depends on your child, how advanced your child is. There's some children that really don't grasp it until, they bloom a little later. So to me, you have to kind of like pay attention to your child and know, you yourself as a parent have to know when is the proper time. You know, when they start asking you those questions, or when they start wondering, or they're like, you know, why is this or why is that? When they start with those million questions, then you need to, you know, you need to feed that thirst that they have. If not, someone else will, and they will, and you know, they can do it. They can tell them, you know, wrong information. But do you want to do that? You want to let somebody else raise your kids or teach them, or you want to be the ones that are teaching your children?
And that's real talk. Special Ed, how you feel about that situation?
Well, like you were saying, it depends on your child's maturity, but I would say by the time they hit junior high, you know, I'm talking from experience. So, you know, I know how it gets at that age, and I know, you know, it moves forward real fast. So, you know, nowadays they getting even faster, so I can't even call it. I would just say, you know, when they after 10, straight up, after 10, like, look, this what you don't do, this you don't do none of this, and you lay it out. No touchy-touchy, no nothing, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right, man.
Yeah, because I'm saying I was in junior high, so, you know what I'm saying, I know these kids out there.
You wasn't doing nothing elementary, that's what you're telling me?
Well, nah,
you was a late bloomer, junior high, because it happens in elementary.
Yeah. Only reason I wasn't trying to get none in elementary is I didn't think I could in elementary.
Nah, this is
the only reason.
You get your confidence.
I didn't think
high.
I could get them draws in elementary, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
once I hit junior high, it was on. It was on to junior high.
Yeah. Elementary, though, was just a little, you know, a little booty squeezing, some kissing, you know. That's when you learn, you know, you learn a little kissy, squeezing butts, you know what I'm saying? But, nah, man, what's going on nowadays? What the hell is going on?
That's crazy,
what
man. Renacy, how you feel about that, man?
I mean, you know, being a cat who with no children, but... but no. But
he's a perfect example. That's right.
Nah, you know, being a cat with no children, but I'm observing the generation under me, because they don't. And you know, when you listen to them, based on what I'm be hearing when I'm out in the streets, they don't use no discretion. You'll hear the young girls and the young dudes talking about, yeah, I'm about to go do this and do that, and they don't look that old. So I think as each generation. I think the number needs, I mean, you need to school them early as possible each generation, man, because they're starting to have sex earlier and earlier, like I think that was Special Ed, like you said, you know what I'm saying? But I know for me, my personal experience, I would get to schooling them probably, you know, before they even hit their preteens. So.
Trying to tell you.
And Star Child, how you feel about the situation?
I mean, I feel like, you know, to be a good parent, you know, you probably have to incorporate all those in there, you know what I'm saying? You know, you already know that, like, you know what I'm saying, you have to incorporate the fact that each child is different, you know what I'm saying? You know, you have to incorporate all that in there. Yeah, there are going to be some kids that are going to be doing it, you know what I'm saying, a little earlier than others, maybe a lot earlier than others. But it's, you know what I'm saying, really, when it comes down to it, it's just up to the parent. The parent knows the kid best. They know the circumstances best, you know what I'm saying? Shit, some kids are homeschooled, you know what I'm saying? So, they, you know, everybody has their own situation, their own circumstances, and all kids are different, you know what I'm saying? So I think it just takes a mix between all that, and it just takes just good judgment, just good parenting, you know what I'm saying? But I would say the biggest thing that comes into play, though,
is what my man was saying about, like, school. You know what I'm saying? Because school, that's really when it's on. You know what I mean? That's when the pressure that's when the pressure starts to come down on you to do things of that nature. You know what I mean? So probably about when they get to junior high, that's probably when I will start letting them know.
But see, I'm saying it's best for the parent or some guardian or something like that to school the child before another peer school the child about it.
Definitely.
When a peer school the child, they're not going to school them the right way. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Or have the child's best interest, like the parent would. The parent is talking to them with their best interest.
Exactly.
That's right. Then that's why it would be best to do it before junior high, because that's really when the peers is getting on them about it. You feel me? That's really when, you know what I'm saying? That's really when that type of environment, when they're dipped in that type of environment, you know what I'm saying? That's really when
kissing in the closet, going to get your jacket, third, fourth grade,
like
knocking on the closet.
Right now, the kids don't use no discretion, right? Like, I've sat and just listened to children talk, right? And these are kids, you know what I'm saying? They look like kids. You could tell they're not developed, you know what I'm saying? Their body parts, you could just tell they're not fully developed. They having conversations like, yeah, girl, I'm a suck him off tonight, and you know what I'm saying, and do this and do that, and the little boy.
You heard a little girl say that?
I've heard little girls and little boys speak like adults, straight up.
Yeah, I've in my school too, and they're up to like eighth graders. You hear the little like the third graders talking about, yeah, well, bring your mother too, and I'll do this and that to your mother and all that. I'd be like, oh my god, like.
Those are just insults, though. People have been talking about banging each other's moms and stuff since the beginning of time.
But not to the point where he's specifically saying what he's going to do to her vagina. Like, that's
oh,
you know
okay.
I mean? Like,
well, yeah, I guess.
I mean, hello.
I feel you.
How are you getting graphic at that age? Like, what do you know about that? Like, what are you seeing in your household that you're even talking about that?
It's time to get schooled at that point.
Right.
Exactly. That's real.
But at the same time, people, we need to be aware that, you know, at the same time, we can't always blame the children. We have to go back to the parents. The parents have to take responsibility for their action. I work in a high school. I got ninth graders in my class that, I swear to God, when I was coming up, I would never in my lifetime think about hearing half of the stuff that comes out their mouth. They'll sit there and say, oh, yeah, I bet you suck this person off, or this, that, and the third, or, yeah, man, I'm about to take her in the back stairs of the hallway. She about to give me top. All this craziness, like, wow, like, little kids are, like, really fast nowadays, even the little girls. You know what I'm saying? Even the little girls are just, like, off the hook, and I never knew, you know, that it was like this, you know, and even not just with, like, regular heterosexual, you know what I'm saying, relationships, also with, you know, bisexuality. You know, bisexuality, you know, is very high. And people, just because you're same-sex don't mean that you can't get a sexually transmitted disease now. Watch out now. The ladies that's sharing toys with other ladies, if she has a sexually transmitted disease and she doesn't clean her toy and inserts that in you, yeah, you're totally getting it.
Wow.
And then at the same time, you don't clean those toys or somebody use it, you will get that infection from that individual. Also with men dealing with men. You know, you can get AIDS. You can get, you know, herpes around your ain't wet.
You have lost my attention.
Listen, it's what it is. You have to talk about it. You have to talk. It's good to talk about when it's woman on woman, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We're talking about men on men, too. We're trying to educate everybody.
I feel you.
But I'm gonna let y'all know about this real crazy one right here, gonorrhea. We all hear about gonorrhea. They said it affects your urethra and your cervix and your rectum and your throat. The symptoms usually appear from 1 to 15 days of exposure. Most of the symptoms are men more than likely notice the symptoms than a woman. So men, y'all gonna see it first before a woman is. You start burning when you urinate. You got white and yellow discharge from your penis. And also, you know what I'm saying, with the women, you might have a vaginal discharge, irritation, you know what I'm saying, from your anus also. Man, this joint crazy right here. And then you got hepatitis. You got hepatitis A, B, and C. Hepatitis, you know what I'm saying, it's like, you know how like they used to call people, they had that yellow liver or whatever. Yeah, you get yellow. Your skin gets yellow. Your eyes get yellow. This thing is crazy right here, man.
Yeah, jaundice and hepatitis. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And herpes, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? It comes in a form of a cold sore. But, baby, that thing ain't no joke over here, man. Herpes symptoms, both men and women may have multiple symptoms, including itching and tingling sensation on the genitals or anal area, small fluid blisters, bursting, leaving small painful sores. The pains can pass through your urine over the open sores. Oh, man. Imagine you busting a nasty ball and then peeing over top of it. Nasty.
Damn.
Headaches, backaches, flu-like symptoms, and you get swollen glands or fever, man. Come on now. This joint is not a game, man. That's definitely not a good look. And on that note, I got to bring in our street queen, CG Michelle. What's crack-a-lacking, family?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's
up?
What up?
How you doing?
Doing fine, man. We got Renesisi in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We got Emma in the building. We got the Ed in this building and Star Child. And then we're graced with your wonderful presence.
Yes. I have the young lady who has an organization calling in. She should be calling in any minute. Now, she has an organization called Second Chances Organization. And it's for HIV and AIDS awareness. And she does a lot to try to get people aware and inform them about the seriousness of AIDS and HIV. So she should be calling in a minute to speak to everyone about her organization. And it's just very informative. I want to get it out there because she's trying so hard, you know, with helping.
That's what it is, man. That's real talk right there, man. You know, we were talking about, you know, the different diseases and everything like that. Like, it's no joke out here. And the point question was, whose responsibility is it to bring the condom in the situation, the male or the female?
Well, I have a box of condoms. I have a box of condoms here if he does not have one. So I think it's both responsibilities.
That's right.
I mean, protecting yourself, you know. As a woman, if he comes unprepared, what am I going to say? You know, either no, if I really want to get it in. You know, sometimes people, if you're in that situation, you try to convince yourself that it's okay. But I think that you should protect yourself as well. You can't rely on somebody to do it.
That's real talk right there. You can't rely on somebody. And on that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial when we come back. Hopefully we have the young lady on the line. Yes. Stay on the line with us and Star Child and everybody. We're going to come right back from commercial, and we're going to talk more about that. And we might even inform you about some stuff that y'all don't know that might harm a female or y'all dudes. So we about to come back in a few. We're going to go to quick commercial, and we'll be back.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush.
Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. or email them at e2kmagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all them cats that definitely, you know what I'm saying, show love on commercials. But, man, you know what I'm saying, we're live again talking about serious issues hosted by the panel of Street Queens, the movement is going down. Let's talk about sex, AIDS awareness, and STDs, man. Things that you might not know, man. Not everything that out there is pretty. Just because it looks good, it might not always be good. And we're about to go to the line. We have the world-renowned special ed live in the building with us. Some jewels, man. You know what I'm saying? And we got the our street king, Rena CZ, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Always showing us some love. We got Star Child live in the building.
Get it?
You know what I'm saying? And we got our girl, CG Michelle, wonderful street queen, live in the building. And either this is Emma or the young lady that's supposed to call in.
No, it's me, queen. My cell phone deaded on me.
We got two six seven numbers. We got 343 and we got 294.
I'm 343.
294 is Melissa, the lady from Second Chances Organization.
Okay. This. Hi, ma'am. Introduce yourself and let the people know, you know, what's going on with the organization and everything, ma'am.
Well, my name is Melissa Michelle. And I'm representing Second Chances Foundation out of Burlington County, New Jersey. My primary focus right now is trying to influence our young people to start getting tested because, you know, the AIDS and HIV, the numbers are dropping as far as age. You have 11, 12, and 13-year-old girls that's walking around with HIV and AIDS, and, you know, we're trying to get it out there. We're trying to get everybody to get tested. We're trying to get parents to get out that mindset that's not my child. My child's not having sex because these young girls are the ones that's also passing as well as the young men.
How exactly are you getting this information out there?
Well, we get the information out there. You know, first we start off, of course, via MySpace because a lot of young kids is on there. And we're starting out by going to the high schools. I'm only 26. I have very good connections with the high school, so we walk around, we talk to the different kids, we even talk to the parents, take your kids to get tested, take your children to get tested. I just came back from Big Tigger Celebrity Weekend. We do the HIV awareness every year. This is my third year, and we take advantage of that with Second Chances because we go down there and we promote, and we take what they're doing down there, and we bring it back up here because what people don't understand is D.C. has the highest rates as far as HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
But they have the highest rates of getting tested. That's why the rates are so high. So if New Jersey rates, if we got more people tested, our rates will go up. And right now, young women between the ages of 13 and 25, we own 63%, and this is African-American women, 63% of the new cases since 2006. It's not getting no lower, just that we're not getting tested. And that's the problem right now. A lot of people are scared. A lot of people are naive, and as women, we have to take the incentive because a guy can be with a girl, and if his girl don't got it, he figured he can still do him because he don't have it.
So how do you think that we can help with this movement? My name is Emma, and I own a women's lifestyle magazine, and my whole thing is to empower women as well. I go into these schools. I want to help in your movement. I mean, also along with the Street Queens. You know, how can we help you? How can we, you know, go forward and spread that word?
Well, right now, the problem is in the communities, people are scared to talk about it. I want to say in Burlington County right now, that's where we're targeting. A lot of the places are kind of scared to talk about it. So if we can get more people to understand that you don't catch it by a cough, you know, it's a lot more to it, but you can get it, you know, from, you know, different things in your mouth, from anal. It's other areas besides just casual sex or being gay or doing drugs. So if we can have rallies, if we can have a mobile unit, have testing and go around, that would help. I have a brother. He became HIV positive in 2006, and I can't lie, it rocked my world. And that was my incentive, and that's where my passion come from. And I just met a young lady named Reality TV. She's a young woman that's HIV positive who is engaged, who is pregnant right now. And we're actually about to try to do a documentary on three different people to show you. You can live with it, but do you really want to?
Mm.
You know, it's livable, but is it something that you want to do? Do you want to take them horse pills? And depending on where your TC count is at, well, how many you have to take, do you want to get so low that you might, you know, you can be to full-blown AIDS? It's a lot more to it than just catching it and becoming bitter. You know, some people do take advantage of it, and that's what we're trying. We want to show everybody you can live with it, but do you really want to go that far?
That's the truth. We opening up the lines. You got any questions for the young lady on the line? You feel free to, you know, ask her a question.
Where do you take the kids to get tested? If you, let's say, one of the, you know, I'm in Northeast Philly. So where would I go here in North Philly? Do I just go to the hospital to get them tested?
No, actually, it's called www.hivtest.org. You go in there, you put in your zip code, they will give you a list of free clinics because some people don't want to get tested in their area. So
mm-hmm.
It will give you a list of outside places, even though it's confidential. No one wants, you know, you don't want nobody to see you walk in the clinic.
Mm-hmm.
They will give you from New Jersey, from Philly, even the Delaware. It'll give you all around the world, but in your area, they'll give you a whole bunch of different lists where you can just go, you can get the rapid test, you can get the blood test, you can get anything, and they have counseling there, they have grief counselors, and they tell you, you know, they give out condoms, they give out papers for abstinence and how to remain, they help all the way through.
Now what's young, I'm sorry, just one more question, I'm like beasting, but what's too young for you, or is never too young?
Emma, real quick, let me ask you to repeat the website once again for the people. Once again.
www.hivtest.org. You go in there, you put in your zip code, and they give you a list of everything.
Okay, thank you. That's what's up. Okay, Emma, I know you had it.
I asked, like, is there a certain age, or is it never, you know, is it not too, you know, what is too young to get tested for HIV for the kids? Or what's a recommended age?
I don't think there is, when you go to a free clinic, I don't really think they put restrictions on the age, but if they're under the age of 13, I would say that they would have that, they should have a parent consent, or they should have somebody older, I want to say over the age of 21, not 18, 17, that can go with them to help them just in case it does come back. Because most likely if someone that young is going, I mean, they're sexually active, and it might be a chance they might have heard something to actually push them to get tested.
That's real tough right there. Vanessa, you got a question for the young lady?
Well, I mean, she basically kind of covered most of what I was geared to ask, but, you know, I'll come back to myself maybe.
I have a question. My thing is, basically, like, do you guys also educate about the different treatments and stuff once someone has HIV or AIDS? Because I know that's a big problem. Like, a lot of people are, one of the biggest reasons why a lot of people are scared to go get tested is because a lot of people feel like they just don't want to know, you know what I mean? They don't really want that on their back, which I know is, a terrible way of looking at it. But a lot of people think that it's a death sentence, you know. So do you guys educate about, like, the treatments and things like that?
As of right now for our foundation, that's why we send you to HIVtest.org, because when you get tested, it's actually counseling and grief counseling right there. What we are doing, see, we're brand new, and I've been doing this on my own for a while. We're going to start to have our own separate counseling. But we do educate as we speak to them because, like I said, you can live with it. You know, I see my brother. He has a girlfriend that he takes care of. She's not HIV positive. It's certain procedures that you have to go by when you want to get pregnant, and that's another reason why I want to do the documentary that we're trying to get BET to pick up as of now, because the documentary will show how this young lady is pregnant, and she's going to go through different things. But she's dealing with it. She's going to have a bloodless cesarean, which a lot of people don't understand the process of that. You know,
right.
That's why this documentary is so important, to not only hit BET, but to get into the middle schools and the high schools and the colleges, so you can see the process to know you can live with it, but if you don't have it, let's try to prevent it, you know?
Right.
I got a question for you, ma'am. Street Queens, the movement, you know, we do a lot of women's empowerment groups and doing a lot of things for the community and the children and students in the schools. How do we go about if we wanted to organize an event basically doing, you know, AIDS awareness and, you know, having the you know, the condoms available and the material for them doing the actual AIDS testing event? How will we go about doing that or even partnering up with you guys?
Oh, well, initially you want to get in touch with your free clinic or your Planned Parenthood to get the brochures, to get the condoms, the female and male condoms, to get more information, the packets. If you want to get in touch with Second Chances Foundation, our email is secondchances, the letters MN, at gmail.com. Again, it's secondchancesmn at gmail.com, and we will surely come out. You send us an email. I have no hold bars. You tell us you need us to come to an event, we're there.
That's what's up.
So once you get in contact with your local, you know, free clinic that can tell you where the mobile unit can come or what high school, you might want to get in touch with a high school or a rec center where they can come in and distribute rapid tests because it's only 20 minutes to find out right then and there, and they'll also have grief counselors to be there with you, and everything is confidential. So, you know, somebody find out right there, you have somebody that can shoo them away where if they have a breakdown or whatever may happen, you have the right people in the right area at the right time.
Yeah, because I actually work in a high school. Me and Emma actually work in the schools with so and the things that go on in there is just like crazy. So I'm you know, want to employ and doing it even over the summer or something like that, or even now while we're still at the school. And do you have a question for the young lady? I guess he bounced off, so, man.
No, I'm on.
I think especially when it bounced off, I think his phone got disconnected or so, but, yeah, man, I commend you, man, for real. How long have you guys been in, you know, been providing the service?
Actually, I started in December. And,
wow.
You know, it was me by myself, and, you know, I felt that somebody had to be doing something. And I tried to do this in 06, and I went throughout the community, and I hand out pamphlets, and I called the mobile unit. I tried to get people involved, and as soon as I brought up the words, you know, HIV and AIDS, people was like, nah, we ain't got no part of it. That's when I knew I had to get more serious and get out into different areas where I can just bring these people in to let them know, you know, ignorance is not an excuse.
And that's real talk. And I think that not even just, you know, with, you know, I think more with us as our African-American culture and, like, Hispanic, our ethnicity culture, like, the most of the people that have ethnic background, we have this stigma sometimes. Like, if you mention words like AIDS, that's like, ew, get away from me. Like, you know, you just sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a situation that is basically relevant and is going on, and we cannot ignore it. We cannot act like it's not there. We can't put it away like it's a bad stepchild. This is here. People are living with it every single day.
Nowadays, you know somebody or some either somebody in your family has it, somebody in your friend's family, in your neighborhood. There's somebody. At least everybody knows one person that has it.
Yeah, that's real talk.
So is that serious?
Yeah, it's not a game, man. And every single day, like in Washington, D.C., they said 3% is risen from 3% in Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C., I'm in the DMV area. And, you know, first it was Baltimore. Baltimore still has this high rate, but D.C. is, like, almost, like, really, like, with that and, like, you know, San Francisco and California and stuff. I mean, the AIDS is serious, man. It's not a game out here. And it's affecting younger and younger kids because kids are becoming, I'm sorry to say, they can become sexually active at 10, you know, babies. You know, not with, you know, their own consent. You got people molesting these kids, you know. It's different situations. So, you know, we really need to be aware and people need to stop acting closed-minded and really go out and reach out in your community. Making change starts by you, starting by you. Taking time with yourself to analyze what's going on in your community and what is around you. We need to go out here and really go out here and be activists for our community, because, you know, it starts with one person. Then from one person, it leads on to a whole army. And we need to start supporting people like this young lady right here and, you know, situations like Street Queens, the movement, you know, cancer awareness, different things like that. We have to make change. You know, if you know your clinic out there in your area, contact them. See when they can set up an AIDS testing thing. It's not going to cost you anything to do that. Set it up. Because, you know, especially the people that's very, we the kids with the broken homes, you know, in the ghettos, sometimes, you know, we don't have access to that situation. Or they might not be aware, or they might be scared. And a lot of children are scared because, oh, man, I don't have no insurance, this, that, and the third. Majority of Americans have no insurance. But they're not aware of that. They have free clinics that can help you, like Planned Parenthood and other free clinics. So please, I implore you, please make sure you go out and get tested.
There's no excuse. It's free. The testings are free. So there's no excuse about having money and not having money. It has nothing to do with money. It has to do with taking the time and being responsible. You get embarrassed to go take a AIDS test, but you're not embarrassed to go open your legs or go in somebody's basement and get busy because you want to prove a point to somebody in your school. That should embarrass you, but
also,
not to go check your health.
That's right. Also, I feel like not just African Americans, but just as Americans in general, people living within this country, I think we need to do a better job at encouraging a healthy lifestyle. You know what I'm saying, for the young ones, because I think just as adults, you know what I'm saying, I mean, we're running things, you know what I mean? We control just about every facet of media, you know what I'm saying, you can think of. So basically, you know, these like promiscuous lifestyles and stuff that we portray, you know what I'm saying, on TV and on our music and just all that, at the same time, you know, we as a community have to start encouraging a healthier lifestyle and a more positive lifestyle. I think that would help a lot. I think a lot of things would change.
I mean, if we take out the time to show them that abstinence is actually cool and really promote that, you know, I'm abstinent and I tell young girls that there's nothing wrong with waiting. We're waiting for that real one, you know, come. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But you can occupy yourself. It's like you said, it's embarrassing when you walking behind a dude and y'all know you're about to go set up a mission. That should be embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And for a lot of young ladies, it's not. It's cute. And, you know, I've been there. But this day and age, it's no longer a game. You can't just go out there and keep having oopsies because it only takes one time. You have homes out here in New Jersey that people don't even know about with young girls that's 10, 11, 12, 13 who are HIV positive. They got kicked out of their home. Because they watch their mother, they watch their father, they watch their friends. They live in these homes, and they have no one to love them but the people that's in them homes. Because nobody wants to care for them. They yucked out. They don't want to be bothered with them because they're HIV positive and they have AIDS. And this could be our little sisters. This could be our cousins. So now instead of trying to promote being cute, driving fancy cars, and trying to pick up the next dude that got a couple of dollars, we gotta show these young girls, like, yo, it's cool to keep your legs closed. Get an education.
Exactly.
And
it's just as cute. It's just as cute to keep your legs closed as it is to do any of that. Matter of fact, ain't none of that cute anyway. You know what I'm saying? That if we, you know what I'm saying, we can encourage the fact that that's not cute. You know what I'm saying? That's not attractive. You know what I mean? Being easy isn't attractive. All that stuff, that's not,
you know what I'm saying?
We got to encourage to the young girls for them to want to get their mind stimulated before their bodies. The mind has to be stimulated first.
Not even just the young girls. We have, you know, older women, you know, different situations, you know, not just being promiscuous, just like you have, you know, night walkers. You have young ladies that are to prostitution because of different situations. I ain't knocking them for whatever the situation, why they got into it. But at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, you can come from out of that if you want to make change in your life. You know what I'm saying? And if you are doing that out there and you are listening, please be safe, whatever you're doing. You know, it's not cute. You know, I don't encourage it, but whatever situation you're doing, I cannot judge you, but please be safe in whatever you're doing out there, you know, and please get tested. Because, you know, like, even them and adult stars, you have to get tested more than the average person because you're out there. and putting yourself at risk.
Lush, I'm doing a Twitter check-in, and J-Star Music says that I asked a question, who's responsible from the man or woman to provide the condom, whose responsibilities? And J-Star Music said they both should have condoms just in case the other one doesn't. And Fetti, F-E-T-T-I, says they both should have it.
Unanimous decision.
I was going to add on to that because when we were just speaking a few minutes ago, just to tie it into what you're saying, like, it's both people's responsible, both people, men and women, or boys and girls, should be responsible for the actions. You know what I'm saying? Not just the condoms, but, you know, being not being promiscuous as well. You know what I'm saying? You know, at a certain age, you know, let adult activity be participated by adults, or, you know what I'm saying, or and things of that nature, man. So young boys, man, have to hold some responsibility for their actions as well. You know what I'm saying?
And as men, you know,
even if you gotta apply the same rules that people apply with, like, even when it comes to driving, what do they say? You know, look out for the other guy. So if you go you get tested just to simply look out for the other person. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good way to put it, definitely.
Make sure you're not even affecting nobody else, man, if you're going to think carelessly for yourself. You know what I mean? So
that's real talk right there. And once again, ma'am, can you please give the people out there your information, how they can get in contact with you and everything like that once again, please?
My name is Melissa Michelle. You can reach me at secondchancesmn@gmail.com. I read my emails. I get them on my BlackBerry, so I'm reading them all day throughout the day. If you have questions, if you want to get at me, if you want me to come to an event and bring my people, just hit me up on the email. Or you can hit me up at MySpace, myspace.com/secondchancesmn@gmail.
And Michelle, your number is with the 294 number, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I will definitely be hitting you offline. You know, to, like, also do, like, a write-up on everything that you're doing also, so we could feature it on Street Queens, the movement, and everything, to definitely support what you're doing, you know, for real. Because I think I commend you because, you know, to be a leader in this world, sometimes it's a lonely road, you know, by yourself. And we need people like Melissa to stand up and take responsibility, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Definitely, because we need more people. A lot of people talk about things, about making change, but they don't actually do it. And I commend you for doing what you're doing, because it takes a lot of strength to do what you're doing, because you never know who's going to support you. You don't know if you go all by yourself or what you got to go through, but I commend you for even taking the time to even do what you're doing. For real.
Thank you very much.
You know, and, you know, y'all need to support her in the movement,
and in your dark, and in your, I just want to add on to tell you that in your darkest days, when you're home alone, wondering, is this something that I really should be doing, or do I going to continue to do it? Just think about those people that you've touched, even if just one person, if in 1 year you can just reach one person, that's one person you saved, and that's a beautiful thing. And I encourage you to keep going, to just keep going.
Thank you very much.
That's real talk. And I got to thank CG Michelle, you know, owner of A-Game Magazine, for providing, you know, this wonderful young lady to come on the show. CG, did you have some things you wanted to add to, you know, ask Melissa?
I just wanted to say, Melissa's one of my closest friends, and I personally saw her put a lot of energy and a lot of passion into her organization. I've seen her go states for meetings in reference to supporting other people's organizations and promoting hers, and I mean, it's something that she's very, very passionate about, and I just want everybody to support her because she works very hard at what she does, and her intentions are true, and it's something that came in a personal way, and that's why she decided to start this organization. But it's further than that now; it's past that. It's about helping other people. I mean, if we could just get together, even at the Street Queens, and make her a friend to the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Support her. Anybody?
And I just want to put it out there that we don't just do HIV awareness. We're actually working on doing mentorship and motivational speaking in the high schools and we're working on a program to get felons jobs. You know, we're doing job placements and transitional homes for felons. So,
that's
you know, we're trying to do a lot. So if anybody, you know, out there, whoever, you know you have your own business, whether it's janitorial or anything, we also, we're dipping into that too because second chances is just about all that, second chances.
That's
well, Melissa, you have a home here. We're here every Thursday from 8 to 10. Anything you need us to push or whatever, you just call in and just say the word.
Thank you very much.
That's real talk right there, man. Thanks, Melissa, for real. That's some real deep stuff right there. That's real talk, man. We're going to go to some commercials when we come back. Melissa, if you want to stay on the line with us, we're going to talk about little issues that some women or some men might not know, you know. It might be, you know, a little bothering, basically hygiene when it comes to dealing with sex. You know, you're going to get down to the nitty-gritty now because some of y'all is trifling out there. To the men out there, y'all Star Child, Runner CZ, we're going to get up in it now. Y'all stay Stay on the line, it's going to get dirty. Stay on the line, we're about to get it in. We're going to go to some quick commercials, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about get that hygiene together. We're about to have men's and intercourse. Holla, 347-326. You know what I'm saying? Street Queens, the move, man.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at HustleEvents.com. That's HustleEvents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the streets and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
We want to thank our sponsors. The show has been sponsored by Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your marketing and media needs. Also, Digital Fantasy Media for all our wonderful commercials that you hear on the show, along with Strictly Bump One and Street Queens, the movement. You know, it's not a game. We're talking about AIDS. We're talking about sex. We're talking about hygiene, the do's and the don'ts. Call in at 347-826-7722, live with Street Queens, the panel, and gents also, and the wonderful Melissa. Call in. 347-826-7722. We're going back to the lines. Live with Renna C, Star Child, CG Michelle, Emma of E2K Magazine, and Miss Melissa. Live in the building with Second Chances. You know, we're live in the building. Hey, people, you guys live on the line. And we're about to talk about the do's and the don'ts. Now I'm sorry. Him.
Oh God, don't start like.
We gotta get into y'all. This is for the new folk. This is some real talk. We're talking about hygiene now. Okay, we're talking about their hygiene. First and foremost, this goes out to the men. Some of you men out there do not know that if, you know, and I'm going to tell y'all, a lot of y'all guys like fingering, especially when y'all was younger, y'all like fingering a girl down there, putting their hand down there in that area. And not to be aware that if you do not clean underneath your nails or you just finished eating chicken and you got chicken grease, the bacteria that you got on your finger. And proceed to put that into the young lady's area, you can actually cause that young lady either a bacterial disease or irritation down there. And definitely cause that young lady to have irritation. And some guys are not aware of that. So if a young lady asks you, baby, please wash your hands before you touch me down there, don't get offended. Because we don't want your stinky, nasty hands down in the poo-poo.
Or any chicken grease, neither, because that's not a substitute for lubricant.
Example, you know.
Oh, my.
What's going on, chicken? Why do you got to eat?
Oh, man, chicken grease, okay.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't do chicken regardless.
Vegetable oil either. That don't work neither.
I'm being real.
Extra virgin oil.
Extra virgin olive oil.
I'm being real now, because y'all can definitely give them, and bacterial infection. Also, you know, y'all guys, you know what I'm saying, y'all back there, you know, hitting it from the back, you know, and you're in the groove, and she suddenly gets dry. Oh, baby, you're dry. Hold up, I can fix that. I'm going to spit down there. No, baby, no. No. Don't do that, because I don't know what is in your mouth. What did you just eat?
Besides me.
Okay? Wow. It is going in my area. Don't know what's going on.
Only.
Right now, you don't know what the rock is cooking down there. And mixing all that saliva and stuff might not be good. It might smell down there because of your saliva.
I have a feeling it was smelling down there before the saliva was
But the saliva don't help it either.
But it doesn't help the situation. It's still going to get dry again. So how many times are you going to hog spit down there to make
But you know what, like,
hog spit.
Like, okay, that, man. All that goes with, you know, all that still goes with having informing yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Equipping yourself with the information before you even engage in sexual activities, man. And I know a lot of people don't do it, but you know, man. Everybody need a, you know. Sometimes you need a driver's manual. Sometimes you need that manual in order to put
On top of all that, the driver's manual and all that. There's no better driver's manual than the actual woman you're doing it with. Ask her. You know what I'm saying? Let her tell you.
Let her tell you what
she's comfortable with. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that, but I'm saying.
You're supposed to aim
right
to please.
I'm speaking from a man's point of view. You know what I'm saying? If a man is, being responsible for your own actions, that's me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a person who self-reflects on my own actions first. So, because from every action is a reaction. You know what I'm saying? So I watch what I do, and if I don't know something, if I don't know, you know what I mean, that the little dirt under my fingernails is going to affect her, I mean, you should get up on that, man. I'm saying, but I do know this, but I'm saying, me, I'm the type of person who's going to do my research first, man, on anything.
But here's some real talk, too, though. Y'all ladies shouldn't be with no dude with no dirt under his nails anyway.
Mm.
That's a raggedy dude.
Hey,
anyway.
Man.
Feel me? If you with a dude and he's got dirt under his nails and you about to let him touch down there, there's something wrong with you too.
But you know what they say? They say that they always say that the women always check out like the men's teeth and their nails and all that. Now you see the reason why we're checking out if you get manicures or not.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can't blame you. You know what I'm saying? After hearing all that about chicken grease and Cheeto dust, I can't hate on you. You feel me?
And I'm a man. I don't keep long fingernails anyway.
I don't think any man should. I think that's a straight up feminine feature.
I think they can't get under the little nails, but you know what I'm saying? I keep my nails very short.
Gucci man used to have real long nails, and he wasn't feminine. Gucci man, the Gucci man, the rapper.
I guess that's true. That's more his personal. That's his personal style thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's him. You know what I'm
saying? No, that's him. But me personally, you know what I'm saying? You would never catch me like that. That's not my style. To each his own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody's got their own thing going on.
Everybody got to be hygienic, man. Because I've dealt with some ladies, you know what I'm saying, who I felt needed to, you know what I mean? You know?
Exactly. Plus, on top of that, I'm sure Gucci keeps them clean. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, just like the women have to educate the man too. There's nothing wrong with telling the woman, you know, can I introduce you to some summer eve?
Oh, yeah.
Can I give you a package gift? You know, smell summer fresh. You know.
But this is the other thing, ladies. This is the other thing. For ladies and young ladies and men out there, do have finger condoms. If you purchase, go to any CVS or any place, you can get a condom.
I never did that. I never knew that.
And you can get
that's
finger.
That's kind of elaborate. It's like, wow, like.
You can get finger condoms.
I don't know if
you're afraid. There's some women that are afraid to. Afraid to let you touch them, so you get finger condoms.
Your finger condoms you can use. They also have tongue condoms if you weren't aware of that. You know, just in case you want to be safe.
And the whole face joint too.
They need to just have a whole bodysuit condom for the whole body. Because I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's getting there anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People doing so much weird stuff nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have to have a whole body condom, a fist condom.
That's why I don't see why it's so hard actually. To practice not having sex, because when you start really thinking about all this stuff that goes on, it's so scary. You'd be like, wow, do I really want to be playing Russian roulette? Like, it's like a Russian roulette. You're kind of going out there, you know, and so many rules, like don't do this, don't do that. You clean your nails, do this, take a bath. By the time you finish all that checklist, it's like a list. You have a clipboard. Okay, clean nails, let me see, check. You did this, you did that, like check. You know, you shave, check. By the time you go through all that, it's like, you know what, take me home because... This check was like 20-something things I had to check before, you know? It's just not working out here.
Emma, who doesn't want a fresh, clean partner?
You feel me? I'm willing to go down that checklist, you know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah.
You know? Because I'm going to go down that checklist anyway. I'm not going to be stank when I leave the house anyway. That checklist is going to already have been looked at before I left the house. Whether I'm going to be with a chick or not, you know what I'm saying?
How nasty it is for men to be like, yo, you know, suck my whatever, and you be like, yo, oh my God, the odor, the stench, like you gotta be kidding me. You want it? If you really want that performed, you should be it should be raw from so much scrubbing, like you know, like clean that where it's a feeling as opposed to ew. I'm gonna Twitter this. Ew, it's nasty.
No, but you know what? I'm gonna say this personally. I would be embarrassed.
You feel me? That would be like the most embarrassing thing in the world.
And
somebody
it happens.
Somebody twittering about your Johnson, man. Come on.
Man, I would be embarrassed to even show up musty like that.
And then you wonder why she ain't picking up the call the next day, or she ain't trying to deal with you. Like, hello, please. No, come on, please. It's not always just the size. It could be, you know, the smell too.
Let me tell you,
hygiene is a must.
Is some of y'all guys, I don't know if y'all wasn't taught proper hygiene, because I know even some of these high school students, they nails dirty underneath. Some of them, you know, have a smell. I mean, it depends on their situation, because some of their parents, some of the parents never taught them proper hygiene, okay? So, and this is for the little teens out there, because they engage in the same situation too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old dude just came out from, you know, utilized the train, and he comes out and he's like, you know, shake, shake, tap, tap, and you still got the droplets of your urine, and you talking about go downstairs. No, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to happen anyway. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, my son comes from playing basketball. He's 17. As soon as he walks in, I'd be like, yo, go right to the bathroom and clean up. Don't wait till it dries up and all that. Start doing other things. And It's not that I'm preparing to do anything, but it's just hygiene. You just got to make sure that that's second nature to them. They were playing around or whatever, you know, go take a bath. You got to stay clean. Before you even hit that bed, you should be taking a shower. Like, I mean, it just should be something that it becomes second nature. Now that somebody got to force you or actually remind you, excuse me, it's day two. You going to take a bath anytime today? Like, what's going on?
That's not culture. And then you got some men, I don't know what's going on when you use the bathroom and you're doing the number two, dude. I'm sorry, man. Brace yourself.
Ooh.
I come in the bed and talk about, baby, let's get it on, and you still got wet stuff in your
glass. Ooh.
Wait. Y'all dealing with the wrong
thing.
Damn, what kind of dudes are y'all dealing with? After the ground to me?
The dunkleberries, the dunkleberries. He's talking about them dunkleberries. Don't be friend like no, like y'all guys. Because if you have hair back there and you don't clean appropriate, you don't do it with the wipes and all that. Them dunkleberries stay in. They stay in the boxes and all that. Mm-mm-mm.
Wow,
man. And for them hairy baboon dudes with the hairy butts, man,
shave.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Where are y'all finding this at? Y'all have this written down somewhere?
Yeah,
what's going on, man?
Cool of me and we talking about, like, that y'all talking about?
We ain't making it up, though.
Nah.
Tell us that we making it up.
Nah, I'm not going to
say just saying, though. The only way you'll be able to encounter it is if you're doing it with, like, a homeless dude or something. Who is like this? Who is he?
Listen, we're not going to give out no names because,
I'm willing to
offer
lectures on hygiene to these
guys. We're not giving out names. We just, you know, speaking what it is.
Man.
For some men, like, down there, you know, it gets hot down there. I've seen some men, they do the technique where they put deodorant, like, on the side of their edges. Some women do it, too.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I thought that was so the thighs don't rub together.
Yeah, so some of them.
The athletes, they do that when they're running and all that.
Thighs don't rub together?
I've never
Yeah,
heard.
When you run it, like, well, when you run in and stuff, or when people are overweight, like, they, you know, the women's legs, like, rub, or men, when you're too overweight and your legs are. They put deodorant there on the legs so it could it don't burn them.
It doesn't cause
that friction while they're walking.
I'm gonna try it.
But wouldn't the deodorant itself burn that area?
No, it helps like a lubrication almost, so it doesn't let it actually rub and burn.
Well, what I've seen actually, men that actually put like you know like the crease of your inner thigh. They might put, like, the odor because it sweats down there, and it'll basically, like, take away, like, that odoriferous smell sometimes. That might be that full-court basketball smell, that salty ball, you know, smell.
Ball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Wow, man. Got all kinds of names for it, huh? I guess it's a well-known smell. It goes by many names.
See, this is what I want to discuss, right? We don't gotta talk about the deodorant remedies and the cologne and the hygiene. Hey, what's wrong with good old fashioned soap and water?
No, I'm just saying. See, this is some people perspire more.
Old fashioned soap and water, man, just wash.
Some people perspire more.
Some people have more pubic hair than others. You know what I mean?
Some people don't like to shave, so therefore you have to deal with the pubic hair there.
But come on, man. If you start to engage in some sexual activity, man, soap and water, get in there, man. I mean, make it happen.
But some people.
What's wrong with that?
CG's trying to ask a question.
Go
I'm
gonna
let it die. So, y'all groom your pubic hair? I mean, that's
yes, and that's what I was about to say. It's actually like a medical fact that like it's healthier. It's actually like recommended for a man actually to shave his pubic hair every 30 days.
And they say that that's homo, right? There's nothing homo about men shaving his pubic hair.
You can't have no bush down there. You gonna have a fro down there? That's nasty.
Thank you. Please,
you know what
from, listen. See from another
no,
man.
I know ain't no girl feeling that, you know what I'm saying? Because I wouldn't be feeling it. If I was a dude,
no,
I
spoke to some
other
dudes and they say, oh, no, but that's homo. What's homo about it? That's well hygiene. Like, why would you want me to dig in a forest and all that and you don't want to, you know, you want to bald eagle? It goes both ways.
Y'all dealing with some cavemen, man. For real. Who y'all dealing with? Y'all dealing with the guy called cavemen, for real.
I'm not saying that we're dealing with these type of people on a personal note, but, you know, we are women and we hear other women's stories and we just, you know, tapping on that.
Right. And women, you never know the situation. Please take, like, the little wet wipes. You never know where you're going because, you know, any little thing can irritate you. Now, our women's, you know, genital areas, you know, are very sensitive. So you might use a public bathroom. You don't know the situation. Bring your own little wet wipes to, you know, put yourself down there. And even when you use the Summer Eve spray, please don't spray it directly on your area because it can cause you vaginosis, you know, which is not a sexual disease, but it's because of the bacteria or the chemical. Also, for some ladies out there that don't know, most of the doctors recommend for you to use Dove, scentless soaps. I know we want to smell good down there. We want to use the Bath and Body Wash, the Victoria's Secret. I dare you to put it down there and your stuff ain't burning, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of chemicals.
They got this other Dominican stuff called Mistolin. So if you go to any of them Dominican stores, you ask them for anything to clean down there, and that product is, whoo, it's like you swallow a drop of Vicks, you know, the Vicks drops. It's like that cool sensation. So I'm just letting some women know.
Yeah,
women should sleep naked. Women should sleep naked. That's healthy, too.
Yeah,
I know. I don't like to, you know.
I second that opinion.
I love that.
That's real talk.
It's
very healthy.
Have something next to the bed in case there's a fire or something, because although it may be healthy, you don't want to run out in an emergency looking all crazy.
I endorse the sleeping naked notion 100%. You have my... that message is approved by Star Child.
the reason I'm saying that is because it says the vagina is a dark, moist, warm area, and that's where bacteria likes to hide. So at night, you want to give yourself some time to breathe. You know, you've got pants or whatever, panties on all day, you want to give yourself some time to breathe.
That makes sense.
The tight jeans. Mm-hmm.
Real, that can easily cause you to have yeast infections. And also about yeast infections, like me and CJ had talked to offline, yeast infections, you might think you have a yeast infection because of whatever you're wearing, but your man can give you a yeast infection. Why? Because he might on you with another young lady that has a yeast infection, and he's constantly giving it back to you.
Mm.
So if you're having constant yeast infections,
that's a red flag.
Jeez. If you got the cottage down there, the yeast, ask your man what's really going on, player.
put his face there first and let him get the milk mustache, and then ask him what is going on here, player. How about that?
Oh, that's kind of cruel, don't you think? That's
fucked up. Huh? Who got milk now, huh?
Y'all be setting us up, man. That's a setup. Don't nobody out there fall for that, man. That's dangerous. Man.
Ladies, I just want to let y'all know, man. Cotton lace underwear, it is always good to wear cotton underwear. It's more breathing room and stuff. And also, lace, basically, you know, can extract a lot of bacteria and stuff. So you rather want to wear cotton-free underwear for most ladies. I know we love thongs and everything, but when you're not trying to look super sexy, either don't wear no drawers or...
Yeah, but going commando, that hurts too. Try wearing some jeans going commando and all that. I'm a thong person all day. I mean, it's not even to impress. It's just that, you know, my figure, you know, it's either it's going to suck it in by itself or I might as well just leave it there. You know, so I just kind of just buy it already up there because if I don't, you know, those grandma ones, they don't work. It just automatically, you know what I mean? So not to spread my business, but.
Another thing.
So here's the way, hold on. So y'all, hold on. I think I'm getting confused. Are y'all saying that like the grandma drawers are healthy?
They are.
Actually, they are. You know, so that's what I'm saying. I don't do it as because I'm trying to be sexy or anything. I do it because I have a lot of junk in the trunk back there, and it just for me, it's not comfortable. It ends up going up anyway. So it's kind of like I got to be digging. So why digging? Just leave it in. I'm just saying that for me, personally. I'm speaking for me, personally.
Whatever is more healthy, you know what I'm saying? I mean, health comes before style or being sexy and all that, so that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hate on the granny panties anymore. Then.
Also to let you guys know, a lot of guys. Oh, girl, you need to douche. Douching is not always healthy for you. Also, most gynecologists will advise you that don't douche because basically it can open you up to more bacteria. So for those people that are constantly, be careful. I had a friend,
a girlfriend that she used to douche like almost every day. She thought that was like she was really doing. Like she used to be like, "Why are you crazy? I'm extra clean. I douche every day." I'm like, "Oh Lord, have mercy."
I actually heard on a Martin Lawrence comedy CD, and he raised the question: Is it douche or douche?
Douche.
Okay.
Like douchebag. Like you would call somebody a douchebag. You get it from the word douche.
I'm not supposed to be familiar with that term. I'm sorry.
You asked a question.
Yeah, nah, I feel you. I just wanted to
know. You know how we rock here? We like to get full information, like, you know?
All good.
We don't want you to go without a doubt out here.
I appreciate that.
Real talk, we got to thank all our callers, all our listeners. Shout out to, you know, the gentleman that had called earlier. Shout out to Special Ed. Shout out to Renesee, Star Chow, the wonderful Michelle, Emma E2K Magazine, Sweetie
yeah.
Michelle. We're going to see Felicia Dupree that called in earlier. You know, our queens, we want to thank everybody for coming. Hey, STDs is a serious situation. Make sure you support Melissa and all that she's doing. Your information, themovement.ning.com. And, man, we really need to make change. And hygiene, people, step your game up. Don't step into the game.
Soap water.
Feel me? You feel me? Clean it up. Don't end up being one of the dudes they was talking about on here today.
Don't neglect it. Don't be a body part abuser.
Soap water.
And deodorant if necessary. If you got the thunder thighs they was talking about, go ahead and throw that deodorant on there too.
You gotta be thunder thighs.
Do what you gotta do.
Soap water.
Do what you gotta do.
Don't be a body part abuser.
Talk, man. Let's talk about sex, man. Part one, episode one. We got it in, man. Melissa, do you have any last words for us? And if you can give out the website one more time.
Last words, nothing serious. But another tip for the women. I know it might sound crazy, like the young lady was talking about the thing from the Dominican store. You can also use tuck pads. It has a menthol, it's just as good, it's just as clean. You use that after you have sex. It takes down, you know, the chances of you getting a bacterial vaginosis. And also with douching, it messes up your pH balance. So that's why it's not good and you end up with constant bacterial vaginosis or yeast infection. But on a more serious note, with the HIV and the AIDS awareness, you know, just I encourage everybody, you know your status, get tested. Seek counseling, even if you're scared before you go. If you want me to come through, if you got any questions, you can hit me up at secondchancesmn@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on MySpace/Second Chances Foundation. Again, my name is Melissa Michelle.
That's what it is, man. Thank you, all our listeners, all our callers. Check us out at www.streetqueensofmovement.ning.com. Email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. We support the community and the people trying to make change because we are history makers every single day. So take the chance out to make a change in your community and within yourself. And check us out each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, same time, prime time, on the dot. We'll see you on our next show. You already know what it is. And we love you. Street Queens, the movement, and we're out. Well, much love, everyone.
Don't be a body part abuser.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone.